Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are looking for any way to cut down the drama associated with family and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that awkwardness.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
We have two possible solutions from two completely different sources that may be able to help you with this.
This is like a de-cringe the holiday.
You got it. Yes, yes, yes. But here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
As hard as these people tried to give us ideas on how to make things less uncomfortable, this is going to be hard to pull off out of nowhere.
All right.
Not to mention, when you lay out what these folks are suggesting, it's going to be pretty obvious what you're trying to accomplish. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WECMF. So, breaking news, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And with the excitement for some time off and the best meal of the whole year, comes anxiety.
Yeah.
And based on studies we've seen all year long, we know there's anxiety about the cost of Thanksgiving. We know there's anxiety about the work that goes into it.
Yeah.
But that is not the biggest anxiety for the average American. Over and over and over, the biggest anxiety, most common, is the anxiety of having to spend time with the family.
Yes.
Who is going to say what?
Mm-hmm.
Which person is going to be the instigator?
Who's the human time bomb?
You got it. And how do you keep that damage to a minimum? In front of us, we have two suggestions.
Oh, this is great.
From two separate sources
to
keep things from exploding at your Thanksgiving dinner. We'll start with the first one that showed up over the weekend, and it got people talking.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner seating chart.
Yeah, but this is, how does that work?
They put the little name tags out, make sure everybody, you know, knows where their spot is at the table.
Yep. Okay. Assign seats, maybe even assign tables
for
people you know are like-minded, and maybe can have conversations.
But do you want to put those people together?
Well, I'll ask this question, Kimmy.
Yeah.
The logic behind this being, you're right.
Yeah.
That will be a horrible discussion if it is not something you want to be a part of.
Yeah.
But all of the damage is self-contained.
You hope. You hope it doesn't spill over.
But there's going to be spillover because you're not in a cone of silence. I just heard what you said. You know, those people are going to go off.
You're not wrong. But if you have that one uncle and that one niece that you know are going to butt heads,
right,
and they're sitting directly next, they just happen to sit next to each other.
All right, so separate the extremists.
Yes, I guess.
All
right. Right? I mean, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Separate the extremists.
Because, everybody's got that one extremist, and you probably have two.
Yeah. So you don't think this will work, the seating chart?
I mean, it could possibly be, you know, unless you're in such a big room where I can't hear you. But let's say the average household has 8 to 10 people over.
Okay.
You're at probably one table. You're going to hear.
I think that most places have two tables.
Well, we had two, but one was like the kids' table. You know what I mean?
I'll sit at the kids' table. I just don't want the conversation.
Ooh. Look, what if you have to put the extremists at the kids' table?
Don't do that.
Yeah,
you're raising a little extremists.
I mean, look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I understand there are flaws.
Yeah.
But it may not be the worst idea, because it is funny. For as stubborn and dumb and combative as people can be,
yeah.
For some reason, we always follow a seating chart.
Yeah.
Right? We don't really ask questions. It's really weird.
Yeah.
If you were to walk in at Thanksgiving tomorrow and you saw your name in front of a plate,
yeah.
You would sit down and you would not ask why your name is on that card.
Okay.
In fact, there would be like almost like
this is nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a subconscious like VIP sitting. Like, Tommy, if you showed up at Thanksgiving tomorrow, would you question why your name is on a card?
Nah, probably not.
Okay.
Unless I was at the extremist table.
Feels a little fancier.
So, the fly in the ointment is here.
Mm.
That is here with this specific idea. Is even if you manage to split people for the actual meal, there's no way of doing that before or after.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
And I guess after isn't really a problem. Like you people.
But once the booze sets in, that's the problem.
Mm.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If it explodes after, that's easy to deal with. People can leave.
We're running out the clock. Yeah.
It's the explosion before dinner.
Yeah. If you have a problem in the fourth quarter, you're all right.
Yeah. But like, what do you do when something happens before dinner? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, there are other ways to cut down on potential issues.
So I have one that may not be on it.
Okay, go ahead.
Stop giving thanks. People going around the room giving thanks, because some of the stuff you're giving thanks for may piss other people off.
So you want to not give thanks on Thanksgiving?
Yes, because if you...
It starts the conversation.
You also want to take the Christ out of Christmas tea?
I'm just
out of small town.
We'll just dial it back a little bit. The opening prayer and the giving of thanks, I am against, just because people take that and run. And you know from doing this show, people take things and run with it.
Yeah, but don't you think they would take the opportunity no matter what?
Yes, but you could cut it down a little bit by stop doing some of these traditions that set people off.
I guess I never thought of that
I've
as
seen
being
it
the
happen.
Controversial. I mean, you could be right.
I,
our family didn't pray, so I don't know if I could tell you.
And look what happened to their daughter.
I'm a non-prayer.
Would you?
And like when we go
did you have to say that out loud? Does anybody
in case you didn't know?
Does anybody that listens to the show think that you go on Sunday mornings and light candles? But go on. I'm sorry.
So I'm also like when everybody bows heads, I just look around.
You can't just be respectful.
I know you can't fake it.
And see what just happened.
What?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Well, you're almost asking.
No,
for it.
No, because I know you. That's why I'm pissed off. Because you're doing it only because you think you're getting one over on a God you do not know if it exists or not. Yeah, check it out. Everyone's praying, and I'm just doing this because you can't hold me down. I'm telling you.
So you see what's happening?
Yeah,
you're getting pissed that I'm not following protocol.
Yes, because
that's why it would be better just stop it. You're making my point.
No, I'm getting pissed that you're just not a respectful person.
You better be respectful.
Right? Like, for God's sake.
God. Look, you better like my God.
No, I'm not asking you to like my God.
Bow your head so if you went to my Lord.
So if you went to a synagogue for a bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, you wouldn't put on a yarmulke if they asked you to?
No.
I mean, really? It's a respectful thing to do.
No, I didn't think I was supposed to.
No, I mean, they've asked me to. Well, I've been handed one.
I don't think you have to.
But that's what I mean. You don't have to
do
anything.
There's a basket of them.
For God, yes, I got a Red Wings one, which is pretty cool. But what I'm saying is, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I would like to respect the beliefs of people.
So I don't think you have
in their area.
I'm not being rude. I'm just not.
I'm being rude. Yeah, I'm looking around, man.
I'm a participant.
You're praying. Look at me looking. You're praying. I'm looking.
I mean, I'm not.
Where's that turkey cooking?
I'm not grabbing my man knot
solo,
and making fart jokes. Yet. See when it's already happened.
No, I just don't care. You're such a disrespectful prick.
You better pray there's no God.
I'm not, no.
You better pray there's no God.
I'm not even religious.
Yeah, it's like a master key.
Because it's just respect. It's about going into someone else's house and being like, oh, you do this?
Yeah, like take religion out of it. Just going to somebody else's house, you're kind of figuring out the way that
but
they
I'm
do
quiet.
Things.
No, it's like going to someone's my house that loves football.
Yeah.
You're going to put the game on, and all of a sudden you take your phone out.
I
kind of want
to watch tennis.
No, you start playing like Miles Davis. What? This is what I do. This is my thing.
All right, so let's say they make that, some people, they like the, before we eat, we all hold hands and pray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't like that.
Do you do it?
I do it reluctantly.
You're not a big hand holder.
Well, who is? You well, ain't either, man.
I'm
with
not,
your man,
but
Mitch.
I'll suck it up and do it for this
your big
reason.
Old sweaty palm down.
You brag about your dainty hands.
I have dainty hands, and I don't want some. I want some man's hand in my hand.
252 WCMF.
Yeah.
So the first suggestion on how to eliminate uncomfortable, explosive conversations at Thanksgiving is a seating chart.
Yeah.
But we're poking holes in that idea.
Yeah.
There's a second suggestion, and I'll be up front with you.
Yeah.
It might even be worse.
Oh, really?
A stupider, maybe not working idea. But before we get there, folks are waiting patiently. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, brother?
I'm in the way, peeing in the shower, but won't hold my hand. Get away from me.
Put that on a t-shirt and sell it.
My dainty hands. I didn't know if I was listening to Tommy's picks while I was on hold. All the voices and the back and forth, over under political conversation. Listen, I've been on this earth nearly 50 years. And when I was a real little kid in a giant Italian family, you know, when everyone wasn't smoking cigarettes and complaining about the black people coming into the neighborhood, there were always uncomfortable conversations. So I don't understand where this came from, where this new thing started. Can we not be Americans and can we not act like an adult and maybe have an uncomfortable conversation and learn something about your family members or your neighbors or the guests that you're going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving? That's what this holiday is all about.
But don't nobody
put it in your face, feel uncomfortable because you've eaten too much and you heard an opinion that you don't like.
I mean,
talk
it's
it
it's an interesting idea, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, but
nobody's listening to what you're saying. They're just pissed off, and they can't wait to, like, just bounce back off of you. Like, nobody's learning from any of this stuff. It isn't like my Uncle Dom had an epiphany and came back like he's a cool guy now. He's got sideburns and smokes a doob
in
his Crown Vic.
Tommy tells a story about his dad back in the day, and I think this might be the difference between what you're describing, because I don't necessarily disagree with you, and the way things are now. Your father was a dyed-in-the-wool, hardcore, anti-communist American man,
right?
But even he read the whole paper back to front.
Right.
And even though he saw things he disagreed with, he was exposed to those ideas.
He was aware.
Yes.
Where, Jeremy, I don't know if that's the case anymore.
You just seek the things you agree with.
The echo chamber's the problem.
Listen, I agree with what you're saying. I guess what I'm trying to do is advocate for going back to some kind of style of listening to people's opinions that you don't agree with, because you'll learn something, for God's sakes. I mean,
well, then I got to invite adults.
You're absolutely right. It's not going to happen by the older people. So maybe the younger people who come in, I'm not sure. Maybe if they engage in these conversations, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but holidays are all about stress and family and people you don't see very often. It's the big three. So talk about something. What are you going to do? Sit around and talk about sports or the weather? That only goes for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then even
Get
if
out.
You do that, you're arguing about whether the weather is controlled by the government or whether sports games are fixed.
I mean, that's
Jesus Christ.
That's part of it. I mean, no matter what conversation you start, it can go
it
in any direction.
It morphs into what you didn't want.
And Jeremy accidentally gave us the perfect transition to the second part of this conversation. Right. Jeremy, have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Adios, turkey dicks.
So what's the other one?
So Democrat Chronicle runs a story yesterday.
Yeah.
And the headline of the story says, for Thanksgiving, 20 things to talk about that aren't politics.
Oh, like starter subject.
Okay, so for example, Jeremy brings up the weather, and they start with the weather. Will it snow before December? Things are not looking good, according to the National Weather Service, blah, 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 blah. But as Jeremy said, everything has become political because you can talk about the comments made about from certain politicians about who controls the weather. You can talk about it's going to
climate change.
Thank you. Is there signs of life on Mars? This summer, NASA announced that its rover had discovered strong evidence of let's talk about rockets and going to space. What could be political about that
That's why we got to build a space wall.
Might be the first time I'm ever excited for the alien conspiracy theory family member. You know what I mean? Like, you go, man.
No.
You tell us all about your alien theories.
No.
Like, I'm willing to hear that over other controversial topics.
But that bleeds into politics, too.
I guess.
And here's the thing. They give you 20 topics on this DNC story, and I get that they're trying. I get it. I understand.
But these are just conversations.
Yes, but like every one of them is political. For example, the dude that plays Bruce Springsteen. Did you know that Jeremy Allen from The Bear will be playing Bruce Springsteen in a biopic? What could be political about Bruce Springsteen?
Nothing at all.
Like,
or The Bear. That also is pretty, it's a pretty wild TV show.
Well, don't get Pat started on calling people chef.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would go off on that.
Oh, that's not political. That's just common sense. He's not the president. He cooks your food. You don't have to call him chef. He's not your boss. Shut up. It makes you sound like such a sissy weirdo.
And we're off.
It's like you get pissed when your reporters call Sean McDermott coach. But you call some just guy in a kitchen at Applebee's chef. Thank you, chef. The Bang Bang Shrimp was delicious, chef. We got Facebook messages coming in again, talking about trying to avoid the explosive conversations at Thanksgiving tomorrow with family. This comes in. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost it. Give me one second. Da-da-da. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Stacy.
What's she saying?
Stacy says, we accidentally found the perfect way to stop this. We give all of the little kids disposable cameras to capture moments with the family. When the kids are running around, it feels like nobody wants to have those conversations.
Okay.
Kids can be a good distraction.
Yeah.
Do they still make disposable cameras?
Sure. Yeah, they do.
But you can buy them online.
Yep.
Well, that wouldn't help us for tomorrow, would it?
Mm-hmm.
Overnight delivery.
Delivery on Thanksgiving of disposable cameras. Yeah. How insane is your uncle? What's he going to say? So, all right. So, keeping the kids in the situation?
I think, like, kids could be a good distraction. Because, like, I get, you know, if they're under a certain age, like, they want to perform for you. When all, like, the cousins get together, like, there's just their... They want to show you stuff. Oh, and it's like, okay,
yeah, but
let's watch this.
I might rather hear about space lasers than watch my niece do a 20-minute performance.
Oh, no, I'm all in on that. Like, you go, kid.
Could you give a kid, or if they have a phone, and say, why don't you make a video memory of this day and let them video it?
Ooh.
Because then you would have everything at your disposal. I bet you that would shut everything down.
Or you would have epic video of when your family exploded.
Yeah, you could probably sell it.
Okay. Nate writes us on Facebook. He says, you can just not go. If your family holiday is that bad, you're not going to get thrown in jail if you don't show up. Mm. It's easy to say.
Yes.
But what about the people that are cooking?
Right.
You can't not invite certain people.
And if you got kids, if they want to see grandma, you can't do it.
And like, if you say, you know, we decide not to come this year, you're opening up a whole other Pandora's box.
Yes.
Like, one day of pain and awkward and uncomfortable is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Years of it because you missed grandma's last Thanksgiving, all she wanted was to watch you eat turkey, and now she's dead. Dead. And guy from earlier, grandpa's in heaven, watch her go to the bathroom.
Also,
what are you doing today, Gladys?
You may be, I mean, it still may not get you out of the family argument, because let's say you miss Thanksgiving, some big blow-up happens. Mm-hmm. Well, now you got to hear it from both sides. You got to pick a side, because you are now the outlier that both sides are trying to get to join in on. You're not going to be able to avoid it completely.
You're right. So I guess to Jeremy's point a second ago, maybe just embrace it.
Yeah.
If you can't avoid it.
Just roll with it.
Jump right in.
All right, let's take a break.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this terrifying scenario, tell me.
What happened?
You're just minding your own business.
Yeah.
When out of nowhere, this happens to you. And even more alarming, you have no idea why these people are acting this way towards you specifically. It's not something you could prepare for.
Yeah.
It's something legit you could not survive. It's super rare, which may lead to some questions in this East Side story.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Fairport.
What happened?
Authorities say an unnamed man, age unincluded, was walking down Boxwood Lane at 3:30 in the morning.
Wait.
Last month.
3:30 in the morning.
3:30 in the morning, Boxwood Lane in Fairport.
Who the hell is out walking at that time in Fairport?
This unnamed man whose age was not included.
That's some sketch.
He says while he was walking out of nowhere, he was attacked by three men.
You got it.
We got time. Let me read you a quote from the report. You ready? This is from a police blotter from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Quote, the victim was walking home when three men, unknown to the victim, appeared from the bushes and began fighting him with no provocation.
So they didn't rob him?
This is an episode from, like, Billy Jack or Texas Walker.
Kimmy doesn't know what either of those things are. Texas Ranger?
Yeah, Texas Walker.
Texas Walker.
Well, walking.
It's that great show about that guy who goes from Laredo to San Antonio.
I
want to
walk in after midnight in Texas.
So the good news.
What's the good news? Did he fend him off?
According to the story, the victim was able to get away from the men and eventually get to his house. And we don't have any word about how serious the injuries are.
So he doesn't know why they did this. He just knows that they attacked him.
Quote, the victim was walking home when three men, unknown to the victim, appeared from the bushes and began fighting him with no provocation. But it seems, Kimmy, these three men were never arrested.
Wow.
So the Fairport gang, still on the loose.
So Fairport 3.
Something to keep in mind with this story.
Mm.
It says the men only assaulted him because you asked a question. Was he robbed?
Yeah. Did they take anything?
There was no word about a robbery. I guess it's possible if he was able to get away fast enough, they did not get to the robbery.
Okay, right? True.
But there's nothing that says they took or demanded anything. There also isn't any word about the stuff they could have been saying while assaulting him, because that may give you clues as to why you were the target.
Yeah.
They just came at this stranger, according to the story, at 3:30 in the morning on a Fairport quiet residential street. I'm going to ask you a question that I think we already know the answer to. Tommy, is this story suspicious to you?
This guy Jive all over. This happened on Jive Street, baby.
No, it was Boxwood Lane.
Yeah, it used to be Jive Street when I first moved to town.
Oh, I forgot. Remember yesterday during Where They Wine, they're doing that new thing at Fairport where they're naming streets according to Christine?
Yeah, this sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
One of the safest neighborhoods in America.
Okay, now you're being ridiculous.
It is.
I know.
What is the crime rate
at 3 o'clock in the morning? There's a big nightlife there now. I mean, it could, you know what I mean?
Woke last night to the sound of thunder. Three men came out of bushes.
And it was at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, three ruffians in Oak Hill pullovers. They rough your ass up.
Hey, they beat up people too.
Look, it is weird.
Yeah, it's a very strange story.
All right, so let's break down a couple of reasons, okay? Like you said, why a residential street at 3:30 in the morning in Fairport?
Right.
Two. This also happened on a Wednesday night going into a Thursday morning. Mm. So it was 3:30 early on a Thursday morning. Kimmy, a Wednesday night wouldn't even be like a crazy night. We know that Fairport has their bar scene.
Yeah, it was a Saturday.
Yeah. Three, there isn't word about any other witnesses. And it's not to say there weren't other witnesses, but the description of what happened is only coming from the victim in this story.
Yeah.
So you're convinced this is fish.
Yeah. So except that...
It would be a weird thing to make up, though. Like, what would be the benefit?
I mean, the motivation. If I'm saying it's Jive, what would he be covering up?
If you're saying it's Jive and you're arguing he's covering up, you have to come up with that. That's not how this discussion works. If you were to believe my part of the story, and I don't have an ending, give me an ending.
Messing
what?
I don't know. He was basically... I mean, because it didn't happen in my eyes, so he's covering something up.
I mean, look, like, it's not...
Like he was somewhere he shouldn't be at the...
Well, I mean, he could have gotten...
Boxwood Lane.
No, he could have gotten roughed up, but he doesn't want to tell you why he actually got roughed up.
Okay, but here's the thing, man. Like, it's not...
Like, he could have been messing with somebody's old lady. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You always go to that. Always.
That's where it always ends up.
No, it's not.
It always ends up at the old lady.
Look, it's not out of the question, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, that this guy is telling the truth. Random stuff does happen.
It does, but this is a very odd area.
This could be a case of mistaken identity.
Mm. Okay.
It could be a robbery that they never got to. And I mean, look, if we're going to pull it back to personal stuff, I'm walking out of my house at 3 o'clock in the morning every day.
Yeah.
If there's someone breaking into cars and I stumble upon something, not realizing what they're doing, it's not out of the question that I get my ass kicked in Henrietta in my own driveway.
Okay, that's a plausible story. What isn't plausible to me, that he's walking home, these guys are waiting in the bushes.
Well,
it kind of says they were
popped out of the bushes.
They popped out of nowhere, which seems like they were casing.
Well, maybe they thought he was walking to his car, and when they realized he wasn't, that's why they let him go, because they thought
diamond store.
No, but like they were trying to take
an old man wave. Like, here's the thing, man.
What?
If you want to be suspicious of the story, I understand.
Yeah.
But you're just like adding things to the story. You're trying to make the part of the story that
he didn't say they appeared out of nowhere.
Quote from the police report. Quote:
Go ahead.
The victim was walking home when three men, unknown to the victim, appeared from the bushes and began fighting
from the bushes. They were hiding behind the bushes waiting to jump this dude.
Provocation.
This is such crap.
252-WCMF. 252-9263.
Somebody messing.
Look, what you are doing is dangerous. What you are doing is dangerous.
I'm looming all them fingers, boy.
And I will tell you why in a second. Right. But let's talk to Victor first. He's on CMF. Hey, Vic, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. This sounds very Juicy Smollett to me. I don't know about you, but the whole Jussie.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah. It's just too far back and too complicated to get into. But go on, Victor.
So you got one guy walking the streets at 3:30 in the morning, which is odd, Fairport. But then you've got three others just hanging out waiting for him. Yeah, I don't know, man. It sounds a little off to me.
Again, but there are logical reasons why this could happen.
Absolutely, and there's high bushes to hide behind, I'm sure.
Okay.
You have to get three of your friends. You have to get two of your friends to go out at 3 a.m. in the morning to wait for somebody. I just don't see it happening.
Okay.
Well, that's why I thought maybe it could be one of the...
He's just laughing because he's trying to deflect from the fact that he's making up details of the story.
That's a great point, man.
Well, no, he's making your point. That's why you think it's a great point.
Hey, guys, we're going to go get him tonight.
Well, they could have thought maybe they were going to steal his car. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
maybe they
that's
thought
a
he
good
was
theory.
Walking to his car, and then when they realized there
outside?
Wasn't a car to steal.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because how would they even know he was out there? Would it have been pre-planned?
And they were waiting for somebody to walk by.
No, Kimmy just...
It could just be he was the person that walked by. Maybe not they were necessarily targeting him.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of foot traffic at 3:30 a.m. in Fairport.
Which is why he would have been the one that was targeted.
Yeah.
I just don't see it, man.
Victor's out.
Victor is out.
All right, Victor. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Saying this guy is lying is a dangerous take because... it keeps other people from reporting stuff like this happening. Mm. The last thing you want to do is make people feel like they're going to be called a liar or they out there messing at maximum, right? And that could also keep dangerous people on the streets that continue to wreak havoc. I would think a man like you, who lives in a community that cares about, would want folks that are suspected of doing this brought to justice.
If the story adds up.
And by calling him a liar,
I'm not calling him a liar.
What are you calling him?
I'm saying your story doesn't make any sense.
So you're saying that the story isn't truthful?
Well, you're not.
So what would that make him?
I don't know.
You're so dumb. Why are you dumb?
I think there's elements of the story that are missing.
Oh. It's interesting you say that. Hmm. 252-WCMF, as we talk about this story, again, I will give you the entire detail before we go back to the phones here. Happened in Fairport a Wednesday night about a month ago. Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Police say that a man, unnamed, age not included, was walking at 3:30 in the morning down Boxwood Lane when, quote, the victim was three people appeared from the bushes, unknown to the victim, began fighting with him with no provocation. You say this story makes no sense, where it is, what time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a matching up.
Let's talk to Dominic. Hey, Dominic, how are you, buddy?
What's going on, Duff?
What do you got, bud?
Hey, my voice. I had pneumonia last week. My in-laws live three or four streets away from there.
Okay.
Over summertime, they had three kids around probably 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, run up through their front yard and kick their solid wood door so hard that they busted the frame and then ran off.
Well, that's weird. So your in-laws lied to you?
No, I don't think so. We saw them on the Ring camera. Three guys looked.
Are we trying to compare teenage hijinks to three guys that jumped the guy and mugged him?
But the point is, this is a random
area.
Thing. Yeah, that
it's
happened in the area.
Yeah, I get kids do crazy things in the summertime.
No.
It's not even close.
Hold on, wait. You're telling me that three men kicking in a door in the same neighborhood.
Kids.
No, but you don't know how old these suspects are.
Yeah. These were teenage kids.
You looked at the Ring camera, and I mean, if I had to take a wild guess, I'd say mid-20s, early 20s.
Oh!
So you think a kid that kicks a door is also into mugging people?
No, but the argument he's making is...
How would you not? I mean, if you got the balls to jump somebody... in the middle of the night, what's the difference?
One puts you in jail, man, and one doesn't.
But breaking and entering would put
you in jail.
Yeah, I mean, with people home, that puts
you in jail. Well, you think they were trying to kick the door and steal?
Okay.
Breaking and entering?
Look, I understand. Dominic, thank you for the information.
Dummy stretch over here.
Okay, look, I understand the natural human urge to fight for your point when you've already laid it out there like you have. But you have to admit that this changes what you suspected here. Three, just what are the odds it's also three guys?
Oh, so you think this is the same guys that kick in that door?
Well, I mean, look, it's not out of the question. Because your argument, if I told you a story where three guys tried to kick in a door at Fairport at 3:30 in the morning, your argument would be, really, at Fairport, Boxwood Lane, that's a nice area. And that was your argument to begin with. But he's got it on ring cam.
So there's a problem in Fairport.
Well, there's crime everywhere.
No, but it sounds like this is ongoing. Because now we have a door assault and a human assault. What the hell is next?
Okay. Do you hear how
stupid
you
sound? Well, we didn't hear about this the door assault, like. So there could have been other things that have happened that we just haven't heard about.
Exactly. He knows he's embarrassed himself.
The busybody neighborhoods of Fairport are not saying nothing.
Listen,
this would be
go
all
hop
over
on
those...
the neighborhood apps that I've been on. This stuff, I mean, I'm sure that's
in
all
Fairport,
over there.
You see it in Fairport?
Yeah.
You can go look. You can go look for yourself.
I love idiots. I love Eastside douches like you.
People love to post their ring cam footage and stuff like that.
I love Eastside douches like you. Because, you know, we got a Facebook message coming in. Goes perfectly with what you're talking about. Right. Jan writes us, you know this man is lying simply because of where it happened. You don't see like stuff like this ever happen in Fairport.
Yes.
No, it's not true. Crime happens everywhere. Everywhere. Well, and it's idiots like you. I live in my cocoon, and that's why I pay such high property taxes, so this stuff would never happen.
It doesn't happen.
Where all the high-end stuff is, that's not where criminals would go, idiot.
Where people keep their doors unlocked and their keys in their car.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, how many Pittsburgh stories have you seen? Mercedes with key in car stolen. How could that happen to me? I am a Muppet.
So he got roughed up and he kept his wallet.
It's possible they tried to rob him and he just got out of there
he
before.
He fought him off pretty good, huh? When he gets going.
Or just took off running.
That's what it says he did. Yeah. He took off running.
Oh, they didn't anticipate him running.
Yes.
Hey, come back here. Why not throw with you?
What are you going to do? Build a wall first?
Well, it can't. It's been years.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Jacob writes us.
What's Jacob?
We had people going through and breaking into cars in Penfield right on the Fairport border. That's so weird because crime doesn't happen.
The border's a little sketchy in Penfield.
Oh, yeah. It
borders on sketch.
Penfield and Fairport, yes. You want to keep those Penfielders out of Fairport and vice versa.
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be very hard for anybody. I would not put a dime on this game this weekend.
Why?
There are so many up in the air for both the Bills and the 49ers.
And the elements.
Possible snow bomb coming Sunday night to Buffalo.
Snow bomb.
With that being said, you feel confident?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you have not watched the San Francisco 49ers at all this year?
Cake Ola.
All right.
I guess you're going
to do this already.
Well, you started it.
No, I simply was trying to inform you. Kimmy, just play the stupid thing.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, your first pick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Over under. 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. It's been a very weird year for Amari Cooper.
He's healthy, right?
Well, see, that's one question. He started in Cleveland. They're terrible. His numbers were bad.
Yeah.
He comes to Buffalo, has an amazing first game despite no preparation.
Yes.
Then gets hurt in game two, and misses time. He played with a cast on his wrist against Kansas City, but still had a major impact. Two big-time catches that led to points for the Bills. He's had the bye week to rest up.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's healthy.
Oh, he's money.
And ready to go, but we're not entirely sure even what's wrong with his wrist, let alone if it's better now. He's the guy you went to go get to blow the top off the D.
Yeah.
He's your potential long ball threat. So you know.
Yeah.
San Francisco has one of the best passing defenses in the league.
But you say that every week.
No, I'm giving you the numbers. Numbers don't lie.
They get after you.
San Francisco is averaging, holding teams to under 200 yards passing a game. And even last week, in a blowout loss to the Packers, their quarterback, Jordan Love, only threw for 163 yards. So the Bills could play really well and just not pass the ball. Over, under, 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver, Amari Cooper.
You're telling me this guy is like number one guy, can't get a lousy 65 yards with Josh Allen? They're going to stop Josh Allen, these soft-ass San Francisco boys. Ain't having it.
I believe.
Oh, do you believe?
Huh? No, I believe 65 yards would be the most yards he's had.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. He had 66 yards in his first game. He had 86 yards against the Giants when he was in Cleveland, not in Buffalo. So if he hits this, let's say he goes. If he gets,
he's got Josh.
Yes, he had Josh last week. He had 55. And then he got hurt.
Okay. Things happen.
So you have no trepidation with Amari.
This guy cannot get a lousy 65 yards against this, what, 500 San Francisco team?
Give me under 500. What's the slogan for the
Bills? They're under?
They're 5-6 right now.
Oh, Mike. You're trying to scare me with this team?
Yeah, coming off two losses in a row?
Yeah.
Or are they three? No, two.
No, they're two. Yeah. Oh, and this is a team that they're, okay.
Let me tell you something. By the way, they're coming to us. You always tell me, well, you know, you come from the West Coast to the East Coast, very difficult.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, you got to think about the elements. Okay. Could be a trap game.
That sounds nothing like me, by the way. That sounds nothing like me at all.
That's what you sound like.
Worst impression of anybody has ever done of anybody. So to be clear.
Oh, my God.
Give me this time off.
Record.
Lord baby Jesus, please get me to 10 o'clock to give me this time off.
Oh.
You are over 65 yards receiving for Amari Cooper.
Yes.
Tommy's second pick on a football Wednesday.
Yeah.
Over under.
Yeah.
1.5, a touchdown catch for 49ers tight end George Kittle. You know George Kittle.
Oh, right? Yeah. He was in that Netflix thing.
I'm sorry?
He was in a Netflix thing.
He was not a Netflix
thing. He was in the receiver
thing. I watched a Netflix thing.
He's got the long hair and his wife is super annoying. And they take a party bus to the game.
If the player wasn't on Netflix, Tommy doesn't know them.
But at least I know the kid.
If he wasn't on Netflix or he wasn't on that stupid boat reality show. Johnny David, pretty good baseball
don't
player.
Don't take shots at Below Deck.
Okay, so here's
I said no-fly zone, buddy.
Everyone in San Francisco is some kind of banged up.
Yeah.
Like, they've lost all of their top three wide receivers, running back. They were without quarterback Brock Purdy last week. Mm. Throughout the season, major pieces have been missing every game.
Yeah.
The only consistent person this year for the Niners has been tight end George Kittle, and he's taken advantage of it.
Mm.
He has 8 touchdowns this year. That's good for third in the entire NFL.
How is he on the road?
I don't know. Well, he's got 5 in his last 5 games.
Okay.
Right? So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet your ass that when San Fran gets anywhere close to the red zone, they are going to be looking for George Kittle. However, the Bills have been very good at shutting down big-time tight ends.
They're shutting everybody down.
Well, no, because the backup tight end for the Chiefs last week, Noah Gray, I think his name was, 2 touchdown catches. Mm. But Travis Kelce, their star, 2 catches for 8 yards the last time the Bills took the field. And that was without linebacker Matt Milano, who may be playing Sunday night for the first time this season. Over, under, keep in mind, 5 touchdown catches in his last 5 games, and he's 3rd in the league in touchdown catches. Over, under, 1.5 a touchdown for tight end George Kittle.
I don't think it's happening. I don't think this beatnik travels well. So I don't think him coming east is going to fare well with this kid. And he's kind of a clingy, like, to his wife. And if she ain't around, he's like lost.
How do you know she's not coming? Yeah. Second of all,
bro, she's super. You do not want to be in a plane with this chick.
Well, she wouldn't fly with the team
for a reason.
Oh my God! What? So you're
you're basing this solely on his wife being there?
See, the good thing about these shows, Kimmy, it gives you the inside track.
Okay.
It's almost like having a little inside.
Well, look at you! You are an insider.
I'm telling you, this kid doesn't travel well. He's a little bit on the soft side, and I think
George Kittle soft.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I think he's a little overrated.
So that's
I'm
going to
say
no.
Okay, so
no
just,
Kittle.
Just to be clear,
nothing for you, Kittle.
You are under 1.5 a touchdown.
Yeah, Kittle ain't getting nothing
for 49ers tight end George Kittle.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy Tussle, it is special Wednesday edition before the holidays. He is over 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. He is under 1.5 a touchdown catch for 49ers tight end George Kittle. Are you ready for your third pick?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Over, under.
Just myself. Are you ready?
Over.
Are you done?
Are you done?
Ready?
Can you please be done so we can get this over with because you still have hate mail of the week to get to? Over, under. 1.5 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen.
Ooh.
Josh Allen has the best odds to win MVP right now. It's the latest he's ever had it in any seasons he's played. And he's doing it playing smart football.
Yeah.
This year he has not taken off running like his hair was on fire like we've seen in the past. Despite that, he's got 2 rushing touchdowns in each of his last 2 games. And the one we saw against the Chiefs.
Bro, that was a national story.
All-timer.
Yeah.
So the weirdest thing about San Francisco.
What's that?
We just told you they have one of the best passing defenses in the NFL. They're even better against the rush. The 49ers.
How are they losing games?
That's what I don't get.
Great.
They have the number 1 rushing defense in the NFL for yardage.
Mm.
They have one of the best all-around defenses in the league, but they're under 500. And even weirder, despite everything we just told you, having the best rush defense in the NFL, they've given up the third most rushing touchdowns in the league.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Okay.
I am stymied.
That don't make no sense.
This game makes no sense.
All right.
So, you can argue that because they give up so many rushing touchdowns, Josh is a shoe-in to get the ball in the red zone and go. You can also argue because they give up so few rushing yards that Josh will not have a lane to get into the end zone. Over under, one half a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen on Sunday.
He's getting in, baby. You know he's getting in. He's going to see that spot. You can't stop that kid. He cannot stop that guy.
He cannot stop that guy. We talk about George Kittle again?
Yeah, maybe.
You idiot. You don't even know what you're saying.
He's getting in, man. The NFL wants this stuff. It looks good on TV.
I know the NFL. They can't. They're not going to send a fax to Sean McDermott. Make sure Josh Allen runs a touchdown.
No, I'm not saying it's fixed or anything, but.
You don't think that all this MVP talk and coming off a bye, because I'm sure that he, you know, they had a little extra time to pay attention to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You think that's going to get to his head, though?
I don't think the kid gets rattled. He doesn't seem to get
rattled. Wait. The guy that you call Lighthouse Boy for about three seasons straight, he doesn't get rattled?
He's matured. Can we agree he's matured?
I thought he was great before.
He's playing better, smarter football now than he's ever played.
Oh, now you're going to try to sound like serious football? I look dueling douches in the pregame.
That's because you're watching football.
Bitch.
Buffalo Sabres.
Shut up. Play tonight live on CMF. To be clear, you are over one half a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen. Okay.
Golden Boy is getting in.
All right, now listen to me very carefully.
Let's listen.
No, seriously.
From Lighthouse Boy to Golden Boy.
Yeah.
Less than a year.
Golden Lighthouse
Boy. He's still a boy.
Shut up.
Our boy. What? Boy.
This is going to be a hard game to pick for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
One, it's super early in the week. I'm going to murder your family, I swear to God.
I'm listening.
Okay. Two, we've touched on all the injuries. We don't know who's playing for the Bills. Spencer Brown did not play against the Chiefs. Keon Coleman did not play against the Chiefs. Amari Cooper had the brace on.
But you don't need these
Matt Milano is up in the air. He could play. That changes how points. Brock Purdy did not play last week. They don't know if his shoulder's going to be good to go. Nick Bosa, defensive end, who's a game changer, did not play next week. If he goes, is he 100%? You got wide receivers that are hurt in San Francisco that could come back. Right now, the Bills are 6.5-point favorites at home in prime time. But, Kimmy, we don't know if that number is anticipating these stars being back or anticipating them not playing. Now, like you brought up earlier, you know my one rule in gambling.
What's that?
A West Coast team traveling east
can't do it.
Performs poorly. On top of that,
has San Francisco ever won in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, I've been at a couple of those games. I
they've
remember.
Also, well, like, they've also played some.
No, like, Garrison Hurst and Steve Young and Jim Druckenmiller.
Wait, there was a guy named Druckenmiller?
Jim Druckenmiller was supposed to be the heir apparent to Steve Young.
I think that name would have tipped you off.
They've first round pick, by the way.
Played some great games in the Colts in Green Bay, too. So I know people say that could be a factor.
So you got that. Yeah. The Bills are also coming off a bye. Sean McDermott has an unbelievably good record coming off the bye. It's bad news for the underdog, the Niners. But again, I want you to listen to me.
I'm going
to
listen.
The smart play here, based on all of these variables that we don't know, and it being a Wednesday... So early in the week.
So tough.
Maybe to take the 49ers to cover the almost touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
If Purdy doesn't play, it's a terrible pick.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by a touchdown or more?
So you're going to tell me that this West Coast coming.
Yeah.
Limping ass in.
That played in the Super Bowl last year. And
soft ass. Yep. Overrated Brock Purdy. He was a one-hit wonder kid.
You're describing the Bills at one point.
The gas is out.
I
want to
point that out.
Hasn't Brock Purdy played in like multiple NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
The gas is off of this kid.
The gas is off. They went to the back of the house and they turned the gas off on the kid.
He's got no gas.
You
in the
are
ass,
the
baby.
Stupidest person.
Doesn't a team limping into a game like this, coming off two losses, doesn't that kind of scare you a little bit?
No,
just because, again,
wounded.
Like we've talked about the Bills doing the same thing.
They're desperate. This is what the Bills were last year, coming off that Eagles game. The 49ers are a good team that have had terrible luck. And if they lose this game, their playoff shot chances might be shot. They are going to throw everything they have at you.
Like every other team that comes to Buffalo because they want to take down the Golden.
No, no. This is for their season. It has nothing to do with cachet. They need. Okay, fine. Do the Bills win!
Bills win!
Do they do it by a touchdown or more?
Oh, so you're asking me now if they're going to cover the points.
Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
I see them covering those points.
Okay,
I think old Kittle and crew is going down.
So that's just at 7 points Kittle. And we're done? 7 points and we're done.
I mean, what do you mean? Be done with the...
With the points?
Oh, beyond the points. What do I see? What do you think I see?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you know what I see, baby.
What do you see?
I'm seeing me a Kittle blowout, baby.
So Kittle's going to blow out the Bills?
Yeah. No, Kittle's going to get blown out.
Okay, so that's how you would
blown
say that.
Blown out.
Stupid
baby.
Ass. Bitch ass.
Baby, you say it right.
Okay.
Okay, all right, come on.
Just recap real quick. Tommy is over 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper. Mm. He's over under 1/2 a touchdown catch for 49ers tight end George Kittle. He is over 1/2 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen. Mm. He has the Bills winning this game in primetime. He has them covering the 6.5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has them winning
just myself.
In a blowout.
Oh, back.
Our good buddies, despite it being Wednesday, have cleared their busy schedules.
Busy schedules with these two jamokes.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan will be in just after 9 o'clock, along with his cohort from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
Yep, they will be in to recap.
That's so fast. Chuckle butt buddy. I say at the end of this game on Sunday night, I'm predicting two things.
Why do things always happen at the end of the game?
Well, that's what you do.
That's when the things happen.
That's when you get they call it stats.
You wear the bonus pick lives.
I'm over here. No, I'm over. I say by the end of this game, because I'm predicting two things.
Okay, so predict them, stupid.
The Bills have the number one seed Sunday night. I think there's going to be an upset on Friday.
I think the Raiders, with a backup quarterback.
There's going to be, because the Kansas City has been winning by the skin of their ass.
Because the Kansas
week.
City have been winning by
you
the
know,
skin of their
they're barely beating good teams.
Okay.
And I'm saying there's going to be a Black Friday upset.
Okay.
Bills win, Kansas City loses.
Okay.
The
time
number
out,
one
time
seed
out, time
will
out.
Be... Timmy.
I just want to make sure you're aware of what's happening. I got two left.
I got two left.
Good.
You think that the
Raiders
Las Vegas Raiders,
yeah.
with,
Vegas,
backup, with backup quarterback Aiden O'Connell, because Gardner Minshew broke his collarbone,
Vegas.
Is going to go into Arrowhead upset
trap
the
game.
Chiefs?
I hear it might be a trap game. I'm hearing.
What's a trap game?
You tell me. You're the one who always talking about it.
So a trap game is a game where you're overlooking your opponent for the next game. Mm-hmm. They play.
Can't believe you're betting on an Aiden.
Ooh.
What's wrong with Aiden?
Well, he's from Pittsburgh. 30% of boys at Pittsburgh.
Are you saying all Aidens are soft?
No, I was waiting for you to say
Aiden,
that.
My friend from the bar.
You don't know an Aiden.
Yeah, you don't.
Aiden's too smart a name to associate with you. All right, so prediction one is that Sunday night the Bills are the number one overall seed in the AFC. Mm-hmm.
Because
the
Kansas City drops an easy one.
Okay, so those are your two predictions.
Yeah, it's going to be the Black Friday massacre in Kansas
City. That's one prediction, but that's fine.
But it's all going to set up.
The whole show is just going to be us making guttural noises at each other till 10 o'clock. All right. Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan.
Good luck with all that.
Ryan Duffy, Let's Go Duffalo Podcast. Mm. Just after 9 o'clock to recap all those picks. There are several guesses already as to what Ryan will be dressed as.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got a lot to work with this week. It's a crazy town.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his body. We'll find out when the boys come in just after 9 o'clock on a special Football Wednesday here at the Break Room on CMF.